Shmaitzah Shir Thursday night, St. Talumata night, Zayin Mar Cheshvan Tavshin Ayin Dalet. And
you bring your umbrella?
Yeah, but I got somebody
Tani Amuna.
Somebody called it out. They didn't bang.
I tell you, I made a joke here once. You know, the new frumkeit that I noticed, was, even though it says by Meyer, you can call it out, but the new frumkeit is just a bang. So sometimes they bang, and then at once it was like yalla v'yalla and something else, and like they bang twice. I said, like, if a guy's a stutterer, well. Okay. Shmaitzavav Paragimel. I think I want to go to the scientist's talk. When is it? Which night? We're having some speaker come. One of these how science fits into Bracious guys. But from a good angle. Like, he wants it to work. Some people don't want it to work. But he wants it to work. Nathan Eviezer or something like that. Anyway, when is he talking? Do you know? I don't know when it is. Okay. So I think I want to go hear him. He's downstairs. What?
20th maybe?
I don't know. Okay, we'll see. The Dabbish of Erek and Lekha Chazaka, will start at the beginning of the Perek. The Shmaitzer says that the Dabbish of Erek, even when it's not against the Chazaka, Nami Nirlani is Idi Dene Rechot Mammon Bay. Will be time to check with Perek Aleph. It should be if you have Perek Beis, it's a mistake. The Chivin the Alfinu Dov Dov Mi Momin called in Torahs Momin Allah. The Gabi Momin Afilu Leka Chazaka Klal Nami Ain't Erechot Mehemin. How does the Shmaitzer know when there's no Chazaka and Erechot's not Nehemin? I don't know why he needs Rias. All over Shas and Erechot's not Nehemin, even to let the Muchzuk win. So it's not against the Chazaka; it's with the Cheskos Momin of the Muchzuk. But you never see an Erechot has any validity in Mominus. Even when he's being made that the muchzuk's right, so I don't know. I don't know why doesn't he just bring that as a raya? Okay. The eid echad is not netmon even to help the muchzuk. Anyway, he brings a raya which is rather questionable. His raya is from the fact that you don't get back an aveda with an eid echad, and he calls that no one's a muchzuk. So I said that is not that poshut. Some hold that the Shomer Aveda, who's holding it for the Bailim of the Aveda, whoever that may be, so that's he's called a Muchzik, because he's a Shomer. A regular Shomer is certainly the owner of the item, is called a Muchzik, even if it's not in his house and he doesn't control it. But this guy's watching it for him. So he could be makdashin even. It's called Bishuso. It's called under his control, under his Bishus. So the Shomer is Yad Shomer Ki Yad Malabayas. So it is at least possible, although certainly not mukhrach, not compelling, but certainly possible that the Shomer Aveda, who's holding it for the owner, so the owner, wherever he is, whoever he is a mukhsa.
He can't be makdashin.
How do you know?
I'm guessing.
He probably can't be makdashid because we don't know the guy's going to give it back. We don't know if he has a siman.
He doesn't have bias anything.
Yeah, but Kubi is called a muhsuk. Okay. Or it could be that he's not Nemon because I'm just trying to be doicher Shmaitz's raya. Could be the Erechot's not Nemon because he's not enough Nemon. The guy has a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So, I mean, if the Erechot's Nemon, then that's who he should return it to. It would also be Hashavas Aveda. Okay, I take that back. I mean, that would be the Nemon of the Erechot would be Poyol, that the guy that's Mechuyev and Hashavas Aveda would give it back to whoever the Erechot says it's his. Okay, so that's his raya, that the Gemara says when two people give Simonim, and an Eid Echad, it's just that's the case in the Gemara, that you don't give back an Aveda based on an Eid Echad. So that's not against the Chazaka, that's what the Shmaitz assumes, and that's his Raya, and then he just extrapolates and says, well, if in a moment he's not Nemon, even when it's not against the chazaka. So then by Dovah Shebarba also, he's not nemun even when it's not against the chazaka. Do Amina Vegele Mitzuyos, Simonim, Simonim, if two people get Simonim, the Eid Echad, Yoniach, that means Yemunachat Shevel Yo. Wasum Lecha Muchsa Klaal, Vafidu Lecha in Eid Echad, Kam Leidus Mamun Klaal, and Kain Huadil and Dovah Shebarba, and Kam, Vafidu Lecha Chazaka. Omnom! Betshuvas Maimini, Mavur, Dechad Lecha Chazaka, Shapim, Hemen Eid Echad, Afidu B'Dovish Averba, that's what it would seem. Ayin Sham B'Chasishus, and that goes Maimini, Zal Shono, Shalt Al Ruvain, Kashalach L'Kaddish Lo Es Leia, he sent Shimon to be M'Kaddish Leia, Chasher B'Sham, Hoshiv Shimon Ashliach, L'Chashuvay Hakol, K'moish Regilin Lassos, he told people what he's doing there, there's a stranger in town,
diplomat, you know,
well, a stranger in town, you know, in the small shtetls, a stranger in town, everybody knew about it within 5 minutes. But it wasn't like now, you see a guy after 6 months, you give him Shalom Aleichem, he goes,
who are you?
No, he says, I'm here for 6 months. That's the real reason people don't like to give Shalom. So they feel stupid when the guy says, I'm living here 2 years already. You give him Shalom now? People are really very friendly, they're just like embarrassed. Because people are transient. So many shuls, shtetl, you know, you walk into Fiddler on the Roof and a Tefka, you know, right away, who's this guy? You know, right away, he's Nikar, that he doesn't belong there. So he was called together. The reason this is significant, first of all, maybe it's not significant, it happens to me because we're going to see as far later that it was an Undun and Demuchach that the Shliach made a mistake in his wording because he announced what he's coming to do. Herav Ohem Harsha, he had a star Harsha with him. Sheminohu, Ruben the Kaddish Lo Asleya, Ubiru, Edom the Kacha, the Ruben Bethneim, they picked out Edom. Based on Kedushin, Shreila Lomar Mikdash, the Ruben, Omri, my Edom, Sheshomu Shomar, I am Kedash Asli. Romru Loiha Edom, Lomalay, Marta, the Ruben. Whoa, Venishma, Shliach, I mean, the Shua. Kasobra, Yisu, Shamar, the Ruben, the Lomar, Skalanti, the Kacha, the Ruben, Mikhulu. The chazal of Giyad, the kitch of the Reuven, Shainis, Rishaltam, Tzricha Get, Men Ashliach, Mish Mamish, Begidushi Ashliach, Shekitch of the Atzma. Hello? Yes? Okay, but yeah, I have to stop you right now, because I'm in the middle of giving shiur, so call me back after 9:30 p.m. Okay. Nearly then Tzricha Get, Men Ashliach. So you say, why do I answer the phone? Because if they're taking a survey, we found out people appreciate that you answered the phone. Well, at least they know they can call back. Like this, they don't know what's going on. Where are you? Are you home? You're in America? Maybe this, maybe that. So that's why I answer the phone. Maybe it's not right, but that's what I do. Nearly then it's you to get me nashliach. It says that goes my money. The Kaimelon Hektish Tosei in the Hektish. First of all, he's going to deal with the nemonos of the aid to say it in a moment. But the etzem din is that it's meaningless. What is he coming to? There's two inyonim you have to deal with. First of all, you have to say it's not dvorin shebelev. He said, I am a gadeshously. She's a gadeshus to you. I say you made a mistake. Dvorin shebelev ain't a dvorin. And don't make the mistake of thinking, Rabbi Olsai, dvorin shebelev ain't a dvorin has nothing to do with nemonos. Dvorim shebelev einam dvorim means it's of no legal import. Even if we believe you that you had the lev, it's of no legal import. So the first issue to deal with is, we'll believe you that you meant to say Reuven, but the maisa you said li. So the answer is that the Rishonim will speak this out in the Masechta Shavuos, that by iskal milulei there's no din of dvorim shebelev. Meaning, if you're saying, and now let's assume we believe you, if what you're saying is that your mouth did not reflect, you didn't mean to say that. It was a mistake. It was a plaitus haper. Like the Chavis HaLoda says, 90% of our words are plaitus haper. It was a plaitus haper. So then it's not called Dvorim Shebepeh, and now it's a question of Dvorim Shebelev. Now the question is only one of, why do we believe you had a slip of the tongue? In other words, the slip of the tongue is not valid, and it's not called Dvorim Shebelev, the fact that what you really meant to say, that's your soul number one. That's because mommy doesn't make a big deal about it. He just says it, and he says that it's meaningless. What? certainly not talking to Dibur, but there might be a time limit in the sense just of the something fishy if you come back a week late. He's married 10 years, he has 4 kids.
I didn't mean it.
Hektish tolls ain't a hektish. So that's by bringing down this Mishnah in Nosir. It's really a Mishnah in Trumas, really. So he's proving just again that it's not an Asik of Dvarim Shebaleih Pesach. You know, it's not a Dvarim Shebaleih. If it's called, the technical term is Iskal Milule. His words tripped. Iskal from the word Takola. Iskal Milule, he tripped over his tongue. That's what it means. I mean, the words came out without him meaning that those words should come out. So, okay, but now why is he Neman? So if that happened, it's not valid. So you say, what's the Chiddush of that? So I told you, the Chiddush is that it's not called Dvarim Shebaleih Veinam Dvarim. Because Iskal Milule is not called Dvarim Shebaleih. He didn't really say anything. This gives up. Now, why do we believe him? Says the Gos Maimon, you mehem and loy meshek inoy b'daitoy, loy tzim b'piv.
So he did bring his example, right? If he wants to say truma and says maiser,
that's showing the etzim din that it's not chal. Now he's talking about how do you believe him? Mehem and loy meshek inoy b'daitoy, loy tzim b'piv v'tor, loy tziyoy b'in yin acher. It's not just Lagavi him. Someone else could rely, could be Samech on him. It's not Oyla, not Shlomim. Truma Lazorim, but it's not Truma. It was just called Milule. So Ragos Maimini says, Veidechad Neman Bisurin, Hechad Leizchazik Yisurin. That means that he's Neman to say so. And other people could take that to the bank. And they could shech the behema b'chutz, and they could feed the so-called truma to a zor. That's because of eilechem them and bisura, and because there's always chazam. The afal, so the Gos Maimini wants a tushtel into his case. Now his case is over shemerim. That's obviously the problem. So that's what the shmeitz is going to say. He obviously holds that Dovah Sheberbo also, if it's not Keneged a Chazoka, and they nechaz Neman. Pavel Gavdi is Chazik Legabe Yisura Kol Kamad Lo Yomar Da'ate B'dibura. Interesting question, interesting shakla v'tayin of those Maimini has. What gives me the right to call it the no Chazoka? She was Becheska Seishasish, till he said, whoops. Until he said, whoops, she was Becheska Seishasish. So why isn't it called against the Chazaka to say I said whoops? So that goes by many answers right away. That's not called this Chazak Yisura. There's an interesting insult. This Chazak Yisura is when, according to the aid, there was this Chazak Yisura. The aid says a husband died. She's moided until now. She was also Becheskosation Fish. And now she became Mutter. That's called against the Chazaka. Right? Or any other such case. But here he's saying she was never an Ashishish. The whole thing was a mistake. So says the Gos Maimini, that's not called against the Chazaka. So therefore it's called not against the Chazaka.
What was the Chazaka mean? I mean, she married
for 1 minute.
What was the
Chazaka? What was
the Chazaka?
What was the Chazaka? The Chazaka when she's Becheska Seishas
Ish. With him?
Yeah.
Yeah, Becheska. He said, Ariyamu Gadeshas Lee. Two of them heard him say that, Ariyamu Gadeshas Lee.
1 minute.
What's the difference? Ishus is forever. Like diamonds.
Chazaka does not mean like.
No. She's Becheska Seishas Ish. When he said whoops, she was Becheska Seishas Ish. That's his problem. That's his question. His answer is that the aid is saying, you're making a horrible mistake. She was never Becheska Seishas Ish. The aid is not saying she's Becheska Seishas Ish, and I'm saying she became Mutter. Like the aid says the husband died. But the aid is saying, Rabosai, you're looking at it with the wrong glasses. Here's my glasses, and she was never an Eishes Ish. So there goes Maimon, he says, that's called not against the Chazaka. Since the aid is like the, we adapt his, like, worldview. The way he's seeing it. He's not talking. He is not talking against the Chazaka. Maybe it's like what they call in physics. I don't forget it. It's like, you know, every other observer sees he's going against the Chazaka. But to the aid, he's not going against the Chazaka from his perspective. So that's enough. He's not going against the Chazaka. That's what that Ghost Maimony says. He's off the Sein Gesund. We're only talking about his nemonos to say he made a mistake. Once it's a mistake, we have the Mishnah and Shumas. There were 100 Eidim there. But he's not saying he didn't say Lee.
Yeah, Shumas might not many Eidim, right?
Again, that's why I told you that's Tachmish Maitza, the Seder Advar. First he establishes it's not good. Okay. Now he's talking about his nemonos to say that that's what happened. Tongue slip. Who said his name was to say it was a slip of the tongue? He's saying it's not against the Chazaka. That's his answer. Aye, it is against the Chazaka? No, it's not. That's one heck of a shock of the tariff. Aye, it is against the Chazaka because the Eidim heard him say Lee. So when he said, whoops, she was Becheska Seishas-ish, he says, no. L'divrei ha'eid, he is saying there was never a Chazaka. Good, so that's not called an eid against a chazaka. An eid against a chazaka is when there's a vaday chazaka, even the divrei ha'eid, and he's going against the zerem of the chazaka. But here he's saying you're making a mistake. It's not a chazaka. We're going high derech gittin. Gabi b'fonai nichta, b'fonai nechta. It's chazak yisura deishasish after the divrei hashliach. Okay, but then that goes by and he says the ode. The afilu is chazak yisurei echad mehem and echadu biyado, and he can give her a get. Midid avi yashchita v'afresh osrumo ma'isus is chazak yisura. The afilu masha eid meyed shehu muter hoyelachatchila hakol osur. So it's certainly against the chazaka. The kodim hafresh hoya hakol tevel, but the samchinan alei ki omar shachatati. Befrashti Meiser. Why? Because of the Gemara in Yevamos. Havi biyado. Because he can go do it. Bechem Pirish Raisi Bechem the Gid. Bechem Meiser Bechem Perikam Isha Rabba. Great. That's the shout out of what we're learning, what we started the Shmeitzel with. Yevamos of Peches. Vachanami Mahamdina Leib Med the Omar Ta'isi. Vloinis Kavanti Loimar El El Ruvain. Bishum the Biyado Lagarsha. This is all that goes my way. Now, the Shmaitz is going to end up saying he means Migu. He means the Biyado of Migu. Now he's really saying she was not an Eishasish as of 2 o'clock. She was never an Eishasish. This only makes sense for her. Remember there's a Shaila in the Gemara. He's not Nemel Mafreya. The Gemara is a Shaila. If he says L'mafreya, is he Nemel Mikano L'abba? And he's certainly not Nemel to say she wasn't an Eishasish as of 2 weeks ago. But if he says he was Megarisha 2 weeks ago, is he Nemon, at least Mikanu Lahabah, to say she's not an Eishas Ish? Right? That's in the Gemara Shaila. The Chareda goes by, and he only makes sense, according to the Sad, that he is Nemon. Because the age saying she was never an Eishas Ish. Yes, Kalmilule. He believes, if he believes with a Migu that he could be Megarisha, that's only Mikanu Lahabah, that's not Mafreya. So his amonos would only be Mikana La'aba. This is the va'od of that Gos Maimini. Even if you don't like my svara, why it's not called against the Chazaka, but it's biyado, biyado
l'garsha. But the Migo is still there in the first teretz.
What?
The Migo is there in the first teretz. He's not talking about it.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Now that goes by me, he says, which might make everybody here sit up and take notice. Because we've been assuming always that the Baal Shama Gerashti Asishti is Nemon. But the Maisa the Gemara says not. But now the Shmai says, but that's not relevant. So that's like, it's called as the word study. It's a totally Zaitika reason why he's not Nemon. Because we have a Kasha, a Get has a coal. And there was no coal, so we have a Kasha. Why was there no coal? That's why he might not be able to say, I was right, Gerashti. That's why Baal was not able to say Gerashti Sishti. There was no call. Baal got to do a maskara, Baal Shami Gerashti Sishti, you know, Nemun? So I go to my minyan, so Shiny Hug, God like Migu and Mokamedim. See, he also calls him Migu. But he's a Mokamedim, because it's a non Sade that he wasn't Megarish's wife. Because, or else there would have been a coil. The Misa de Girsha Kola Isle Lamilsa. I will blame as a Bani, for example. It's still Naman Hanuvi Oda Lagarsha. Why would he say Zebini to pata her from Yibum? So Hoyle Biyoda Lagarsha to pata her from Yibum. So he's also able to say Zebini to pata her from Yibum. Hoyle Biyoda Lagarsha, like a man de Polak Bechulu. And Cain Benidon Ze concludes by Gos Maimini. Koshkein Vakoshkein, the Naman Loima Toisi. Niskavati Loima Laruvain. Even if you'll consider it against the Chazaka, but you have the Biyad de Lagarsha. Okay? So the Shmaitz of Mavuera says that the Koshkein of Koshkein is because there were many other side reasons to believe that he made a mistake. The fact that he was carrying a Harsha, he called everybody together and he said he's going to do that. So Atkan Agos Maimini comes the Shmaitz and says, "The Meduchos of Lahat the Mishum Dolo is Chazak Yisur the Divrei Ha'ed." That's the first Teretz. Avagav Davli Dober Shiva Erva. Okay, Mashma the Philip Dober Shiva Erva. Ain't Echad Nemon Echad Lo is Chazak. Uh oh. No, that's the second Teretz. My good. But the first Teret stands alone without saying the Svar of Biyado. Even though it is Biyado, but it's an independent answer. When someone answers you, because it's not against the Chazaka, but even if it's Biyado, the fact that it's Biyado and according to the first Teret also is not relevant. The first Teret stands alone. And he said it's enough to say, if I could knock you out with a with a 5-pound punch,
I would do it.
So if I knock you out with a 10-pound punch, with those extra 5 pounds, it's not relevant. Because you could get knocked out with a 5-pound punch. The fact that it's beyond those, well, really, this is, I'm not giving you a lumpish answer, this is like basic stuff, I'm sorry. If the first Teretz had an answer without bringing in the idea of Biyado, it means it stands alone, and that an Eidachot is Naman when it's not against the Chazaka.
And now we want to build a Kiddush out of it.
The Shmaitz is wondering. He's asking Akasha. Whoops, I guess the Eros Mami doesn't all like me. To me, it's possible that an Eidachot is not Naman, and I even have a Raya because he's not Naman by Momin, and you learn how double me Momin. But it looks like Goz Maimini doesn't hold like that for whatever reason. Goz Maimini holds that he is Nemon. He definitely is Nemon when it's not against the Cheskos Maimini. Who did
stress
that? Stress as much as he can.
There is an ego, like you said. It's there, but we're not using it. And now we want to say a big shit. From here, a riot.
Sorry, this is like 101. Talmud 101. The Tosfos says two Teretz. And the first Teretz says, because no Chazaka. The second Teretz says, Ba'ode Fomar, because it's amigos. I mean, any extrapolations and rayas and proofs that you have from the first Teretz are rayas proofs and extrapolations for a for an emunah of an eidachon even without a mikvah. Because he didn't use it. He didn't use it. So he said what he meant and he meant what he said. You have no right to say that you can't extrapolate anything else because it's only with a chazaka. With a mikvah, you have no right to say that. You're not convinced.
No, Pastor, think about it.
Really? It's two independent erukin places. So obviously each one stands alone on its own merits. What?
We talked a parak or two about there not being a chashash, right, that the person is lying, like that there's no chashash. Does that apply here also? Like, it sounds very reasonable that a shaleach came and he's delivering a get, and he said Lee instead of Leruven. But if he made up some crazy stories.
I don't know what you talk, that's what you're talking about. Isn't it echad neman has to say, echad neman be surin?
So no. So my question is: does it matter if there's a chashash that he's not like?
Oh,
that
he's not telling the truth. That's not purely psychological. That even if he's no gay, there's no rules of no gay on the dog. In other words, even if it's my meat, I can say it's mutter, it's also there's no gay. So the famous psychological reason is. Because when it comes to Yisurim, Jews are very good at ritual law. And very good at ritual law. So therefore, when he's fighting with his friend, and he wants to win, so if he's not Nagei B'Davar, he has zero nemonus. By Yisurin, which was like ritual law, that's a psychological point. By Yisurin, which is ritual law, so then he'll even take a there's a famous thing, he'll even take a $10,000 loss. If the Rav tells him he's filling up, the Rav told him he's filling up apostle, he's filling up kosher, we'll believe him either way. The fact that he has to, if the apostle has to go spend now another minimum of, let's say, $800 on a pair of fillings, let's say, on the game. It's ritual. So that's even $10,000, $20,000. When he's fighting with his friend, then even if fruit don't make him lie, he doesn't want the friend to win. That's what the Rishonim speak out, that's a very psychological point. They say that's always that you, it's win lose. It's win lose, or lose win. So they can. So that you don't want the other guy to win. You're not Neman. By Yisurin, you want Neman. A guy, you know, the Rav says, you see it, Maisa B'Kol Yom. The Rav says the cow's trefa, the guy just lost his $1,000 investment. He doesn't get mad at the Rav. He gets mad at Hashem, but he doesn't get mad at the Rav. But if the Rav says, Reuven, you owe Shimon $10, you better duck. You better duck. The guy's going to come lunging at you and want to kill you. That's human nature.
But we did say that there's some type of issue of chashash.
I'm not finished. So, Geirashti Asishti, we're talking about this case, to say I made a mistake.
In other words, it sounds very reasonable that somebody could slip up that way. But what if somebody made up a more crazy story? You know, he asked, he said to someone, Hariyat Li, not a Shaliyat. Then he says, oh, I was daydreaming and I was just talking out my dream. It just
sounds
like
he's Neman. He's Neman.
So he's Neman. Anyway, there's no, like, threshold of...
Well, here a guy says, I meant to say Arezu Meiser.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Arezu Truma. Everybody heard him. Everybody in the room heard him. He says, oh, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I meant Meiser. So it's Tevil now, and now if you mafresh from a different piece, this is Chulin Gemur in it. Someone else can eat it. The guy says, I meant to say Oilin, I said Shlomim. So nothing's Chalim. The name is Chulin. And you can take it outside the Beis HaMikdash and Shech, Shkut and Chutz. You don't have to worry about Shkut and Chutz.
Okay.
And as for his Etzav Nemanis with the Gius, maybe it is a Shulim, not the Gius. You married two wives, I remember. Didn't marry you, were stuck with Leah. You marry Rachel too. Just work another 7 years, that's all. So that's how goes my thing. So now, the Shmaitza says, first of all, I give up Lachora. She goes my mini holds. Is Nemo by Dovish of Eva if it's not a Schazik? Yeah? Unlike Mom and Lachora. So the raya from the lost object. Your name Asher Kosov, and regarding the secondaries of the ghost mind, your name Asher Kosov. For oy da filos chazik yisur nemum bishum to be yado min da bi yeshkidim of Asher Struma all of him mentioned kaldi perakal to rabbi dobi shum erba loy mahani bi yado alam toras migu okay, this is Kefalach, so maybe the Maram, the Magos Maimon, he also means Migu. Nira Dai, Shubas Maram, Mami, Mishu Migu, Osi Allah. But the Maisi may have to bow some of Girashti, Osi Maturas Migu. From Mishu Yodu, and the Kali, and the Mafrey, and the Mabal, which we all talked about. And the Monos of about to say Girashti and Sishti, if he is not on the post of Yodu and Garsha, doesn't call them Mafreya, but that's Migu and Mafreya, the Ramina. If it's the Bailos Biyodo.
He could say,
I guess normally they were more careful with the Lashon. If he said he's never because of Biyodo, you would right away go to the Russia's Biyodo. We know that only by Yisrael. The Gos Maimon is saying, even if it is called the Chazaka, he's Neman because of Biyado. Taka means Migu. Taka means Migu. Rabbi Shmuel, Shom, Al Divri Haramot, the Neman Ashliach Lemma Shatog, the Ramot Pasmus, like the Gos Maimon. The Shliach Neman to say he goofed. Kosov Allah is Elishon, Babu Kabu Kaimelon, the A Neman Lomit to Isi Allah Migu, or she calls him a Chosha Mishput, the Kamlek of Migu. Because he announced himself, that's a perfectly fine migu. That's the migu of the Gemara of Baal Shami Gerashti Asishti. So why does the Rabbi Shmuel say that he doesn't have a migu?
Maybe the Rambam would have a stronger. The whole ganze world knows that this guy's here, married this other lady.
The Lashon of the Beis Shmuel is the Kan Lek Amigu.
Yes, of course.
Gotcha. Maybe it's a good thing. Ach, Masha, Chazam, Shubin, Eskes, Mishubin, Hey, Kashali, keep the Dabish of every moment, Yalafa. Now, my mom and I feel like a chazaka, ain't a lechon neman. I just write because of the Shimon in the Gemara. It's a veda. My high disuman is one of the chazaka. So what is going on? So we're going to leave you in suspense on the Sunday night. So we're not 100% sure. What was our subject now? The last thing. Yeah, what was the pshat in the Shimon? How could he say there's no migu? It's Yodel and Garsha, very open migu.